Let's begin.
Threats in the wake of bin Laden's death have spiked.
Famine in Somalia.
Police pepper spray.
Vicious cartels.
Costa cruise line.
Societal decay.
65 dead.
Tsunami warning.
Cyber attacks.
Drug war.
Mass destruction.
Tornado.
Recession.
Default.
Doomsday.
Egypt.
Syria.
Crisis.
Death.
Disaster.
Oh my God.
So those are just a few of the clips I collected over the last 6 months. Could have easily been the last 6 days or the last 6 years. The point is that the news media preferentially feeds us negative stories because that's what our minds pay attention to. And there's a very good reason for that. Every second of every day, our senses bring in way too much data than we can possibly process in our brains. And because nothing is more important to us than survival, the first stop of all of that data is an ancient sliver of the temporal lobe called the amygdala. Now, the amygdala is our early warning detector, our danger detector. It sorts and scours through all of the information, looking for anything in the environment that might harm us. So given a dozen news stories, we will preferentially look at the negative news. And that old newspaper saying, if it bleeds, it leads, is very true. So given all of our digital devices that are bringing all the negative news to us 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, it's no wonder that we're pessimistic. It's no wonder that people think that the world is getting worse.